First, I'd like to thank Mr. Stephanie for a great race and his support of our community, and I look forward to working with him on helping persuade the council to reinvest tax dollars in our district's deteriorating infrastructure. I would also like to thank my supporters for their vote, hard work, and for supporting a new vision for Bryan District 2. I've learned a lot in the past few months, and it has been a wonderful experience meeting and talking with people in my district. I will study the issues brought before council, and I will continue to demand decent lighting, sidewalks, and streets in all our districts.
What are you hearing from people, maybe not only within the district, but I'm sure you've visited with other Bryan citizens too?
A lot of people helping out, going, talking to the people going door, and that was the bulk of it. That was really grassroots.
And were those folks surprised that there was so much attention as they got a knock on the door and there was actually somebody who was interested in actually hearing their thoughts?
Yes, they were, and they were, like, taken aback, and some of the guys didn't know because I was asking them, so what's issues facing your neighborhood? And they're like, wow, I never had nobody ask me that before, and they're taken aback. I'm kind of at a loss for words. That's what they would tell me. And then there's some people that knew exactly what they're saying. They were telling me, and one of the most prevalent issues that I was facing in the neighborhoods were the narrow two-lane roads without curb and gutter and without sidewalks, because a lot of kids having to walk on these streets, and there's no sidewalks to no sidewalks to have their bicycles written on, no sidewalks so they can walk to. And me block walking, I almost got hit a couple times, but, you know, that's one of the reasons why I ran, because there's no reason for that. In the 60s and 70s, the district, the north side of town, reinvested their tax dollars to create the east side of town. It's a vision to reinvest in our district, and yes, it's time to get that our tax dollars back in the district too, and help out our deteriorating infrastructure, because we started it. So we can get businesses to come into our district. I mean, look at HEB. They built a brand-new HEB, and there's no curb and gutter on that O'Hearn Road. There's gullies on both sides, and they built a brand-new HEB. Walmart had a tax abatement. HEB didn't, and they built there. So I like to take a chance in our community, and let's start upgrading our infrastructure. We have three of the major gateways to bring in the tax dollars. And that's just going to make the whole city as a whole is going to benefit from that.
Any other projects that folks would like to have you promote?
MLK. They got new sidewalks, but the road is terrible. There's a lot of potholes. There's a lot of cracks. And, you know, all the districts kind of hurting a little bit, and everybody's feeling it. So just, you know, want to address their issues and put some good paved roads, not a temporary fix, not a patch job, but new paved roads.
So I think was the second time that you sought a seat on the council, and what were some of the things that you learned in your first campaign that helped you out this time around?
I made sure I talked to the community. I made sure I listened to them. I made sure they had a good contact information for me, so if they wanted to call me, that I'd answer my phone and they can actually hear me, and that it's actually my phone number that they're calling, so they can actually get in touch with me, that's not going to be a problem.
And I'm guessing that offer still stands after you take office, that those who live in your district will have easy access if they've got something they want to run by you.
Yes, sir, that absolutely does stand. And then I actually had my first town hall meeting a couple weeks ago at the African American Museum, and I'm going to continue to have a monthly town hall meeting. I don't know exactly where it's going to be at, but I'm continue to have a monthly town hall meeting. And that's where the community to come together and voice their concerns and their issues facing the district, because it's impossible for me to know everything. I need their community. I need their support. And this is how we're going to come together and make Bryan a great place to live.